Latter-day Saint Home Educators is pleased to bring you this audio presentation, recorded live during the 2017 Home Education Conference, held in Williamsburg, Virginia.
I'm Elder Bolter, and this is Sister Bolter. We are Pathway Missionaries here in our tri-state area, and that's Newport News, Virginia Beach, and the Chesapeake Stakes. President Uchtdorf, and this is in back in 2009, which coincidentally is when Pathway began. If you're not aware, Pathway is something that's actually been brewing in the minds of the general authorities for a long, long time, not just 2009, but actually going clear back to when President Eyring was the president of Ricks College. Okay, it was not BYUI back in the day. And we'll talk a little bit about that. But we do want to go through what Pathway is. And let me ask you a question. I'm going to ask you, what is Pathway? What is your understanding of Pathway?
Well, in our stake, it seems to be a one-year program where you take at least one academic subject while also something church-related, I guess, institute now. You do sort of a trimester, I guess, for the year. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that is very accurate. Any other ideas? What happens at Pathway? Sorry, I have bad peripheral vision, so I don't always see. Yes?
I think of it as kind of a soft start to college, either for a senior or for somebody returning after a long break.
We are the missionaries for the 31 and up group, and then there's also an 18 to 30 group. So we're now in the latter part of our second year, our second group of students. So we've had students anywhere from about 30. We actually have had, because we also have some L students, and I will explain that in a minute. So we actually have a 29 and a 30-year-old this year with us. And we've had people up to about 69, I think, is the oldest that we've had. So some of them may not have been in school for 40-plus years. So you imagine getting thrown back into university life. It wasn't fun when I did it back when I was younger. So as we've watched our students the last couple of years, it's like, boy, I'm so glad I am not doing the math, you know, or I do like the grammar, but anyway. So you may remember this.
In a sweeping organizational arrangement in higher education, the church educational system is taking higher learning, the four corners of the earth.
Pathway was created to make college educational opportunities available to those who otherwise would not have.
BYU Pathway Worldwide will offer certifications with further options that lead to degree programs around the world and with a significant cost reduction in tuition. Clark G. Gilbert has been named as its new president as he transitions out of his role as the president of BYU Idaho.
There are hundreds of thousands of members across the church who have been praying for blessings in their lives. There is a possibility for them to do more than many of them thought.
The Pathway program began 8 years ago at BYU Idaho with just 50 students in three pilot states. It has since expanded to 500 receiving sites and nearly 57,000 students.
Sometimes you think that you have had all the channels in the world, and then you get this amazing blessing out of nowhere. So to me, it was just the biggest gift I could have ever gotten.
If I did not have Pathway, I don't know where I would have been. Pathway has really been a miracle for me.
To learn more, log on to pathway.lds.org.
Okay. Go ahead and click. So Pathway already was a worldwide program. With the announcement that President Uchtdorf did back in the spring, early spring, it wasn't like, oh, now we're going worldwide. It was already worldwide, but it is going to be going much further, much more extensive. Pathway is actually going to be the educational umbrella, primarily a world, you know, outside of the U.S., but including the U.S. as well. And they're looking at trying to elevate the members everywhere. Okay? Let me ask you, why, in your opinion, do you think it's really important that we elevate people at an educational level? I mean, you're all here because you're educating your children, right? Okay? So why is education so important? Why does it, really the church take such a strong stand on that?
I think because of the self-sufficiency that is so important with the gospel. And if you are self-sufficient, then you can help other people, and that's what the whole goal is.
Okay. In the church, we have a very different perception of education and a different stand. We know that the glory of God is intelligence. We know that really the only thing we take from this life is our knowledge. So when we look at it, it's more of an eternal perspective. We were joking a little bit yesterday because they put cans on all the tables so you could win different prizes. One group were giving away, you know, Beats headphones, things like that. And we're not selling anything. You know, that's not. We were invited to come here to share the message about Pathway. So we kind of jokingly refer to this that we are selling.
We're giving away eternal progression.
to everyone.
That's right. Your name, you can have that.
That's right. So there's really no question. We know the church's stand. We're going to go through, and there's a number of quotes here from the general authorities over the years, really kind of reiterating that aspect of it. But one of my questions is, since you're here, your children aren't in this room, so I'm going to jump ahead a little bit. It's like, where do you stand in your educational platform or your educational level in school? In your life? How many of you? Yeah.
I have a master's degree.
Okay, we talked yesterday. How about the rest of you? How many of you have a degree?
Well, I have one, but I'm in school now currently.
Okay. Anyone else? How many would like to have a degree?
Or another degree.
Or another degree? Or just more knowledge, more information? And that's really one of the things that we look at with Pathway.
The Lord and his prophets have continually taught us to seek education and training, to gain skills that lead to good jobs, and to work hard. They have taught that education can open the door to greater hope and service.
I urge you to pursue your education and learn marketable skills so that you are prepared to provide. Your talents will expand as you study and learn. You will be able to better assist your children in their learning, and you will have peace of mind in knowing that you have prepared yourself.
Plan now for all the education you can get, and then work.
Notice his title.
A fulfillment of that plan.
He wasn't prophet then.
Cultivate the long view of your life.
Whatever principle of intelligence we attain unto in this life, it will rise with us in the resurrection. Teach ye diligently, and my grace shall attend you, that you may be instructed more perfectly of things both in heaven and in the earth, and under the earth, things which have been, things which are, things which must shortly come to pass, that you may be prepared in all things when I shall send you again to magnify the calling whereunto I have called you.
One of the things that I think is interesting that they're also started to do is the church's self-reliance program. Pathway is now being connected to that. So that people that they are helping that are on welfare may need to have more education so that they can have a better job. So that they're not just hoping this goes to the young children, the children graduating out of high school, but to the adults who haven't had an opportunity to promote their and gain a higher education.
Question.
Leave it there. Leave
so
it.
So does that mean that, I'm sorry, I don't know what it calls it, it's the provident, the thing you just talked about, the provident living thing, my referencing is appropriate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the new provident living program. So are there going to be classes held at the same place so a person can attend their institute, their pathway, and their provident living all at the same time?
To this point in time, they've not announced that. What they're looking at is like you say, Pathway is becoming a much bigger umbrella. Since 2009 to current, it's really been, I mean, it's an educational program, and we'll talk about that. It's, in our opinion, it's much, much more than an educational program. It's kind of one of the nice side benefits, of Pathway. But they are looking, you know, like they encourage us to visit the stakes, to talk to them about the self-reliancy process. As we met with our second counselor in the stake presidency recently, they anticipate putting us on, every stake will have a board or committee or whatever they're going to refer to it as, and that the Pathway Missionaries should be on that board because they're going to be, totally tied in. As far as the meetings, the same nights, things like that, that would be determined.
Okay, so we don't really know what that's going to
be. We don't know what that model, but they've just announced that that's how they're planning on doing it. We know that that program is being, at this point, we know that a Virginia Beach has been a pilot for that program, and they're just now starting to find out how it's going to blend together. So it's been kind of exciting to see that there's new changes on all fronts.
There's some like massive upheaval because end of summer, half of the people that are currently at BYU-Idaho that have been running the Pathway program are going to be in Salt Lake. They're in the process of selling their homes, moving. I mean, it's really kind of crazy right now. One of the most interesting statistics, we recently had a zone meeting with our director for Pathway. He mentioned that they normally get about 12 to 15,000 inquiries a month, at BYUI. When this President Uchtdorf's announcement came out, they had 15,000 that day. So people kind of went, whoa, there's a program out there. It's one of the best kept secrets in the church, which is really unfortunate. These are some really interesting statistics. So as you look at them, my thing working here, we're not here to educate people to get more tithing and things like that, but it's kind of a nice natural offshoot. Again, you guys are keyed into education. You understand that process. As you're, raising your children, as you're teaching your children, they found that the higher, the greater the education level, the greater the activity in church, et cetera. Their testimonies are strengthened. It's just one of those interesting things. Yes?
Is this information just for church members, like the high religious commitment, is that drawn only from church members?
Yes. All this information, because Pathway has been, because it's the Pew Research Center. So I'm assuming that this would be a worldwide, any religious group.
Well, this is, well,
it's...
Right.
Yeah, no, it's specific.
Would be that way, you think?
Yeah, no, I think this is strictly church members, but I think that you would have a comparable thing, if you were a religious person, the higher the education level. And again, this is, if you look at Elder Ballard's comment here, prosperity and education, they tend to go hand in hand. I served a mission in Mexico City. Now, from my perspective as a missionary, the more humble they were, the poorer they were, the more humble they were, the more they were attracted to the church. But one of the other things we found, what is now the current MTC in Mexico City used to be a school called Benemérito de las Américas, and it was the top school in the entire nation, and it was a prep, first to, high school. And people would come up to me on the street, like, how can I get my child into Benemérito? And I'm like, I have no idea, I had no idea. But it was, they wanted, as they grew and as they became members, they wanted more education. They wanted to learn. And so they always go hand in hand. This is also, now this would be, this is not church related. So when you look at this again, the higher the level, although it's kind of interesting, because I was telling my wife, a lot of people with doctorates are professors, and professors don't make as much money as a lot of people in the open market. But the higher your level of education, the more money you're going to make throughout your life. So these numbers over here on the far right are weekly. We all know President Hinckley was adamant about education. I hear he's saying, sell your car, sacrifice anything, do anything and everything you can to be educated. Because, again, for the same things. So we have different options in our education. We can go to church every Sunday and we can be spiritually educated and spiritually fed. We can go to college and have a secular education, or we can have a combination, which is really what Pathway is all about. Pathway is really not there to be an education, solely an education source. If that were the case, it would just be an online course with professors and end of statement, but it's not. So what keeps people from going to college? We kind of looked, some of you still have an interest in going to college. What would keep you from going to college? Or getting more, or whatever? College is not cheap, is it? I mean, there's some scary, expensive colleges. What are some other reasons we don't go back?
Admission.
Okay, we didn't take ACTs. Maybe our high school grades weren't exactly what we wanted. Okay? Okay, exactly. How many of you would feel comfortable sitting and doing an online course? Most of you?
How many of you have ever done an online course? Okay. Some of you have, some of you haven't.
Sister,
and the first time that you did it was a little intimidating? No?
I got my bachelor's and master's online.
But the first time you did your first class?
I don't think it was, but my husband tried doing online school and wasn't very successful.
Okay.
So everybody has a different aptitude to doing online computer stuff. You know, depending on how experienced we are these days, obviously it's been around long enough now that we've at least been shopping online, so you know how to find buttons that click that have a little thing here. You know that's your live link. Or things like that. So it can be a little intimidating that way.
Where do you want to go in life, and which path will lead you there? Do you want a college education, a good job, better skills? No matter your goal, getting there isn't always easy. Obstacles such as money, time, fear, or doubt often block our way and make reaching our goal seem impossible. But what if there were a way to clear away the obstacles so you can start working toward your dreams? In partnership with BYU Idaho, Pathway is designed to do just that. Organized into three semesters, Pathway is a one-year educational program that mixes the flexibility of online classes with the benefits of local student-to-student interaction. Each semester, Pathway students take a light course load consisting of online academic and religious education, and also gather once a week at their local institute or church meeting house. There, they meet with other classmates and Pathway missionaries where they participate in additional educational and leadership activities. This combination of online courses and weekly gatherings helps students to develop meaningful and marketable skills, all within the framework of the gospel of Jesus Christ. It also allows students the flexibility to fit coursework around job schedules or other responsibilities while enjoying the support of local family and friends. But one of the best benefits of Pathway is how simple it is to get started. All you have to do is submit a simple application. There's no cost to apply and no need for a worthiness interview. Plus, tuition for Pathway is significantly reduced, making it possible for many more people to participate. At the end of Pathway, students have a variety of opportunities in front of them, whether it's improved job prospects, a local educational option, or a degree from BYU Idaho. Students will have the confidence and skills needed to navigate their personal path and reach their goals. So go ahead, start your journey today. With the obstacles cleared away, beginning has never been easier.
Okay. Now, the change in that, it's not just BYU Idaho, as we mentioned earlier. Since the announcement of Pathway Worldwide, it's now BYU Idaho, BYU Hawaii, and LDS Business School College. Okay, so it's expanded. And then the offering, one of the things in the early days of Pathway, and it was a bit of a deterrent for people, is they don't offer what I want. They have very minimal, you know, different kinds of degrees and certificates, et cetera. And that has been expanding literally every year. And now with the addition of BYU Hawaii, with, they have other courses that, you know, you don't normally do, like oceanography in the middle of Idaho, some of those type things. And then, of course, with the business college. So you have it's really expanding on an ongoing basis. So going back to what is Pathway? It is a online learning class, as the sister mentioned. You know, and there's the neatest thing is, what does it say it takes to join Pathway? An application. That's it. You have to be a member, and you have to, and you're actually not even necessarily in good standing. You have to be a member, and you do an application, and you're in. No ACTs, no tests, no interview with your bishop. It's just, hey, I want to go in. I want to further my education, and enjoy a great time with a bunch of people I don't know. Yes.
Once you've done your year online class, and it's actually Pathway is a great name, can that open you doors in order to, for example, to go to BYU Hawaii or BYU Provo or BYU Idaho as a regular class? Like, how many credits would you get for that?
In the three semesters you're in, you're going to earn 15 credits. So you're actually halfway to a certificate. And then you can be pretty much automatically transferred. So say you want to go to BYUI, either online or in person. For your children, it's probably maybe in person. You probably want to get rid of them, send them out the door. But for yourselves, obviously you're probably not going to just up and move. The majority don't do that. So you finish it out and you say, hey, I want to continue my education. I want to get a bachelor's degree and I'm going to do this through BYUI. And now you also have that option of, I want to do it through BYU Hawaii or et cetera. You now do need a bishop's interview, the application, and your credits are going to automatically transfer and you are automatically accepted. Again, no ACTs, none of that kind of stuff.
The only requirement is that you average a B in those courses that you take.
During
the pathway program. You have to have at least a B average. If you don't, you are encouraged to retake the course that you didn't get, that you gave you the lowest grade, so that you can bring that average up, so that you can be automatically accepted into one of those college programs, whether it's online or in person. So one of the courses, I know one of the bachelor's now offered is an accounting class, an accounting bachelor's, which wasn't available before until they added the business school. So you go online, there is now a list of bachelor degrees that are more appealing by adding the other two campuses.
Now the pathway courses, can they be longer than 1 year? The reason why I'm asking is if, for example, if you were to transfer to any BYU school, so they should say you move and you got to transfer.
Okay.
And in order for you to transfer, you have to have 24 credits. So how does that work?
The pathway credits
are 15. Right?
Are 15,
right.
And they will go to any of those three campuses. Not BYU
Provo. Not BYU Provo.
It's not associated with Provo. Provo has their own world of independent studies, as in you have the people downstairs who are discussing that for high school and so forth.
Right.
To get into the independent study program for BYU, you have to have 30 credits on campus to get into their independent study program.
Okay.
That's why the other two that they've just added doesn't have that requirement and why they're going through Pathway.
So could you take 30 credits from one of the other church schools and then go to Provo?
We don't know because it's brand new.
But I would, my guess would be yes, but it hasn't been stated.
But after you attend BYU Idaho, Hawaii, and you want to transfer to Provo, you would go through the same process. And more of the universities are more happy to accept a sophomore or a junior into their courses as opposed to a freshman. So if you've done some of your coursework, those college courses at those institutions do carry over to BYU Provo because that's the whole point of this.
Yeah.
So if we have students who are graduating early at 17 or 16, can they enter the pathway program or do they have to be 18 to enter the pathway program?
They have to be 18 in the course year. If they qualify to attend institute by age, because if they're still doing seminary, then no.
Right.
They like to keep them, right. But I mean, if they're going to be 18 between August and end of July next year, that's when they can attend the pathway program as an incoming freshman.
I know you wouldn't get the automatic acceptance or whatever, but do the classes transfer to any other schools?
They really do, actually. And that's, and as you watch that video we just had, there's different reasons why you do pathway. And we've had, in the 2 years that we've been involved in our students, we've had a number of them that have gone on and they've extended to BYUI. We've had some that transferred just doing a junior college here, locally. And some of them, it's just been, Pathway does a lot of things for you. So you get educated, but every Thursday night, and one of the big differences between just an online program and Pathway is every Thursday night throughout the world, all Pathway students are meeting in their respective cohorts. And each week, one of the students will stand up and they will lead the discussion. They are referred to as the lead student. So we have people, so you're not just sitting there in class, you're not just sitting in front of a computer. You have a built-in, study group. Now, I was on the decade plan when I was attending BYU. I mean, I started in fall of 74 and I graduated at the end of fall of 85. And in between there was a mission and marriage and kids and all sorts of crazy things. But it wasn't until I learned that I really needed to be involved in study groups that I could survive university life. And with Pathway, that's one of the things you automatically get. Every Thursday night, you meet with your group. And to be honest, we have never seen anything like the gatherings. It's really, when we talk about it, and then we've had it at our zone conferences, it's the gatherings that differentiates it from anything else that's going on. Because you have these, you're not just having study buds, you have people with a like cause, but they're, you know, the testimonies that are shared, the growth that happens, these people bond in literally weeks. And it's been amazing to watch. And as we've talked to the other missionaries, they see the same thing. You have this just incredible kind of melding of the masses, so to speak, and for whatever reason. And we've had people who've been inactive for years and years, or maybe most of their lives. They've recently come back, and now they want to improve themselves. And their testimonies by the end of the three semesters is just incredible. Yeah.
So is everyone taking the same course study then? Like, we all have to take the same classes?
Yep.
So the only difference, so first semester, everybody takes a religion class and a student study skills. If you're the 18 to 30, you're an institute. So you're getting this, and actually institute doesn't even teach the same course everywhere. But Pathway, the institute class gives them their grade for the young, from the 18 to the 30s. But the 31 to older, we have student study skills. So basically you're learning how to start interacting with your professors and how to do your assignments and so forth. The next thing for the young kids is they do the language arts, the writing part, and their third semester will be math. And for the older, 31 and older, it's reversed. So right now, our students are doing the writing, and they did math the previous semester. And so if they all started in September, they go that same course. But they also, the 31 and older, if you started in another, like January, it's still going to be the same course, sessions. It'll always be the study skills, the math, and then the writing for the older ones.
To address that, normally all Pathway groups start in September. But occasionally in an area, all of a sudden they get a big swell of people who want to do Pathway. They will create a new site, and so it might not start till January because of that. But they try to get them into the cycle of September to July.
Does that mean the application would not have to be the once a year it's accepted?
If it's a new one, then the application will be sometime later. But if it's the normal cohorts, it's always going to be in August, sometime in August, and so it's going to be cut off sometime in early September. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Can you repeat the coursework? You said language arts for writing first semester,
and then a math.
And then what's the third semester?
The first one is student study skills.
Oh, okay.
Or what did they call it? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Anyway, and then they do math, and the math starts from multiplication. Literally, they want to make sure you've memorized up to 15 times 15, and they teach them how to memorize with cards, and then all the way up to geometry and how to do, and algebra too.
And algebra. And there's also, they do learn how to use Excel and things like that.
And that's all, and money management also is included. So you're learning to budget and how to do a spreadsheet of your budget and take care of. So it's not just math, it's life skills with the math.
Now, worldwide, so I mentioned you have a gathering every Thursday night. And every gathering, regardless of where it's held, is done in English. So if you were a student in Mexico or in Europe or, you know, Asia or whatever, you're going to a course that's being done in English. And the reason for that is that it improves your, well, especially worldwide, it improves your marketability. When I was in Mexico City on my mission, I found if they could speak English, they were getting the better jobs. And it's, you know, it's something that's, it's the international language. And the churches obviously recognize that as well. Okay.
So these are the after Pathway options. You have the professional certificates. So you would have your 15 credits after Pathway, and then you would go on to do some more coursework, and you would have the professional certificates, and then which is 30, and then the associate's degree, which is 60, and 120 for the bachelor's. So these are the options. Now this is an old slide, as in like 3 years old, and now before they've added the new courses that are available. So you can now earn a BSN, which is your bachelor's of nursing science, through Pathway. So if you have your RN and you were to finish out, you wanted to go through, you would be able to accomplish that.
Yeah.
So when you're saying that, you mean they do their year of Pathway and then depending what school they transfer
right.
Correct.
To,
right.
And then
they would have
whatever.
More options of whatever
but
they're going to do.
But you wouldn't take those actual classes that you need for that through Pathway.
No, Pathway is always the
just
six.
Just that limited.
Yeah.
Okay.
It never, at this point, it never varies. It's those six classes. And if you're traveling, and it is one of the requirements is to go to a gathering every Thursday night. So let's say you're on vacation. We had one of the sisters that's here. She came in and she visited our gathering last night. You know, so they want you to do that. And you just, and it's a great thing. It's the same thing everywhere you go. So, you know, they really don't skip a beat. The other thing, they really want it to be successful. They want the students to be successful. As luck has had it, in both of our groups last year and this year, we've had a sister that was pregnant. Last year, the one we had, she gave birth during the Christmas holidays, and then she came back 2 weeks later and continued on, and she finished up her Pathway program. But the nice thing about it is that say somebody, and the other one did not. She had just different things going on in her life and was not able to come back. But when she, if she wants to continue that, she doesn't have to go back and start with the first semester again. She just, you know, she'll wait till the second semester
and jump in.
And jump in and just continue from there. Yeah.
I was going to ask about missions.
Pathway missionaries or other missions?
No, so if my son starts and then goes on his mission, he can come back and fit it.
Yep.
Yep. It's really a great thing for those kids to keep them focused on education while instead of they're just, you know, twiddling their thumbs all summer. Yeah.
Or working.
Or working.
You probably already answered it, but I was a little bit confused. Like, so if you want to go to a junior college after this year, there are junior colleges that are accepting these credits.
They should. Depending on the JC, they may or may not accept the religion credits. Sometimes that's a little iffy, but there's no reason that they shouldn't accept the other courses. I mean, they are, you know, genuine.
The
yeah.
BYU is the BYU has got a pretty good name for their courses.
Right. Okay. That's
yeah.
what I meant. So your certificate or whatever your
right.
transcript that you get from this program
right. should transfer to a junior college.
And that's actually one of the advantages. So if you go on and say you get your certificate, oftentimes it's you just transfer as a certificate, as opposed to broken down by you know like religion, math, and so on. And so that's one of the advantages. Sometimes they say, well, gee, it's only a certificate. What's it worth? And it depends on the, again on the college because everybody's got a little bit different you know requirements, but once you have like that certificate, get those extra five courses, you know you're much easier to transfer to if you don't want to go to you know be one of the BYU schools, and that makes it again more convenient for you. Okay.
Can I ask, like the lady mentioned, if her son went on a mission after a semester or whatever, and then came back. Need to finish Pathway before transferring to BYU-Idaho, or if he was ready to...
Not necessarily, but there's an advantage to doing that because he's going to have more credits, and it's an automatic acceptance versus otherwise.
If he did his ACTs, he still has to go... If you don't finish the Pathway program, you had to have taken the ACTs or whatever BYU takes
right.
these days. But if you finish Pathway, you don't have to take the ACT.
Okay.
You don't have to have had a good number on the ACTs.
But for... Yeah. People even on missions and stuff like that, they might have been always planning to
right.
go to UIDO or something, but then have the semester gap before their mission or something. And
they had a couple of missionaries come back in August last year, and they attended the first semester. And then when we ended just before Christmas, and they went to BYU-Idaho in January.
Okay.
But that was their plan. But this started them out, and they got some course study because the Institute counts as a religion class at BYU-Idaho.
I stuck a question up there.
Do you have any other questions that, I mean, we've been answering a lot as we go along.
Hang on. So the question is, does Pathway work with kids with disabilities, ADHD, and as example. So I would believe that we haven't had this question. I know that there was a student in the first group we were at who had some learning disabilities. They have tutors. They have help. I don't know how they accommodate disabilities. I haven't had that question come up. It's a good question. And actually, after we kind of talked about it yesterday, it's one of those things that I'm going to put a call into our district area, Brother Brigham. Is it Brother Taylor?
Brother
anyway,
Taylor. It's Brigham Taylor.
Presidents of the church. I can't remember which one he was. anyway, and find out what the standing is. So we'll get an answer for you on that. Next question was, how much time does each should each okay? How much time each day should I plan to give to be successful?
It's really like any other college course. The users, they're going to say it's about 2 hours per credit hour is a normal rule of thumb. So whatever they would be spending on campus, et cetera, you should plan on a similar type thing in Pathway. And sister in the back had a question.
I was just going to, it kind of boggled my mind when you said you go from multiplication to algebra 2 in one semester. What if, have they just pulled out the most important things to know? Or?
Well, it's a transition. What they really try to do is walk you through the basics. With the younger ones, it's a little bit, well, I was with the younger ones last night doing math, and some of them are really struggling. And that's one of the neat things, again, you have that built-in study group. We've watched it with our group, with the older ones. Sometimes there's people that are really, really great with English, and they help the other students. And sometimes it's maybe a totally different person that's awesome in math, and they go around and they help each other.
It's kind of like the basic beginning of college math. They want to make sure that you have the basics down. That's why it sort of gets into Algebra 2, but not heavily.
It starts with basic multiplication. They go through fractions. They go through decimals. They go through all these things. Okay. Boom, 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 boom. And it, I mean, it's...
They
tweak it.
High school and had some of your math stuff.
Okay. We had a question here.
I just want to say that my son's in the third semester now, and one of the concerns I had was, well, his study skills are good. Is this just going to be not really something he can get anything from? It really was. You know, my big concern, he went into math, and he's done, you know, a couple years ahead of what was going on in Pathway. Is this going to be a waste of time? It really wasn't. You know, the financial part of that math class really was a game changer to him, you know, and he really has got a lot of it out of it. You know, he's a fantastic writer, and so now he's in English, so I have that same concern again. Well, the fact that he's able to kind of mentor some of these other kids a little bit, and it has just been really worthwhile, because he's never been in a situation like that before where he says, like, you know what, I can step up and I can contribute to somebody else in that way.
It is, and that's been one of the great things about the gatherings. And like you said, we've been substituting for the 18 to 30-year-olds. I did it last week, and one of the young guys didn't understand fractions. And he's come from a lower economical situation in life. He has been homeless. You know, the church was able to get him a computer, a place to stay, and a ride to and from, helping him get a ride to and from Pathway. And he is into this deeply. I mean, and last night was his turn to lead. No, it's next week
he's lead student.
Lead the course. He doesn't teach the course, but he learns how to stand up and face people, which will prepare him for interviews, and how to answer questions from people, and how to move the situation along. I mean, if you have students who, you know, they've been talking in church, you get up and you talk to people. But when you, and that's intimidating to them, but when they stand up in front of a group of people who they know and like that aren't judging them, they learn how to carry on a conversation that I can ask you questions and you help a discussion. And then that discussion takes you somewhere else. And they learn this a little bit at a time. And they teach them different ways to do it. Like you can break into small groups, and this group will talk, and this group will talk, and then you'll change them all up, and then they'll kind of a puzzle piece thing. So they learn different dynamics of how to lead discussions in a situation like this, based on what they all talked about for the week. So they all had the same course. They all had the same subjects for the week. So he's not like, for Relief Society, I go and I read a manual, and I stand in front of you, and I hope one of you read it beside me. And hopefully, you know, there's enough conversation to keep it going. But everybody did the work. So I know that you read the assignments because you had to have completed. Well, there might be a couple of you who didn't. But generally speaking, you know you all had the same stuff put in your head for the week.
They have to have it done by a certain time each week. And so when they come, by the time they come to gathering, you know, that they're there. I can't tell you how much this has been, what it's done for us in the last 2 years. We both served as ordinance workers in the LA Temple for a number of years. We find that what happens every Thursday night is a similar, well, we walk away or we drive away, you know, with that same feeling that we had when we were ordinance workers.
It's a spiritual high, and we watch the class walk out with that same thing.
And it's not just the religion. We like to do either the math or English first or whatever, and do the religion second, so that you kind of walk, you know, you leave with that spiritual high. You know, there's been spiritual highs during math. There's been spiritual highs during grammar. And you're like, really?
Well,
you know,
the writing of the papers.
Some of these papers that the students write, because they write it and then they share them. It's one of the requirements. They have to share them with each other. They critique them, and they critique them sweetly. Well, not like, oh, man, that really stunk, you know. And it's just amazing to watch the students and to watch the growth. For me, as I tell the bishops, it's like it's not about the education. It's about the growth of the students every semester. And we just can't believe what we see and how fast they come together and they share their emotions. One of the stories we love to tell in our, it was the second semester last year. One of our students who was just a burly guy, he's a Coast Guard military police. And he's sitting there and they were doing the Excel on the computer, and he literally jumped out of his seat. He's like, oh my gosh, I get it. And he was ecstatic, you know? And we're like, you know, so here's this old, I mean, he's not real old, but he's, you know, he was probably in his 40s. And he had this epiphany that he could do Excel. And it was just, it was humorous to watch. But we also watched that same guy in the first semester go from this rough, tough guy to sharing some of the sweetest testimonies you've ever heard in your life. And it was like, really? Is this the same guy? You know, I mean, we got to know them. And to me, that's what Pathway is all about. So if you want, you know, if you have a son, daughter that's looking to go on a mission, but maybe you want to stick them in there for a semester, it's going to spiritually prepare them to go on a mission. Not only that, but the prospect of standing up in front of a group, being the lead student. Some of us are really comfortable with that. Others, I mean, they'd rather die. They'd rather, you know, just anything besides stand up in front of somebody, a group, and talk. And it's a requirement. They have to do that. And they get, and they do it, and they do it well.
So they, when they get up to be lead student, they're also learning time management. They're given an agenda of what their course lesson should include and how much time it should take and how to be able to get everybody on track. And that way, so you know how you start a discussion and it can go on like this and you're trying to gather them all back and they all go like that other direction. They learn how to corral their kittens, you know, and keep the people on track. So it's another skill they're learning that isn't just an everyday skill. You know, it's not something the kids coming out of high school really know how to do. They're not standing up in front of their peers and leading a discussion. You know, there are some courses, I don't know what they get actually anymore in high school, it's been too long, for even when my kids were there. But we see the skills that they've learned, how they learn to be confident enough to, again, stand in front of an interviewer or sit in front of an interviewer. You know, we teach them how to make sure they're dressing nice when they get up to present this class.
That's also a requirement of the lead student. They have to be professionally dressed.
All right, I have another question. It says, do you see a time when this will be extended to non-members?
Yes.
Actually,
there are some pilot programs right now
that they're trying out to see if it will work. One of the interesting things of the feedback of this after Pathway, and they're also looking to see if they can extend this, is the gathering. Because after our students left last year and have gone on to their online courses, one of the things they miss the most is getting together with this group of people to support them and help them through these difficult times.
Oh. You know? Serious withdrawals when you're not doing every Thursday.
And so they really miss being able to get together and talk about their assignments, and even if they're not even the same assignments, just that gathering feeling. So the Pathway program is looking in to see if there's a possible model that would do that.
I think one of the pilots was up in Boston for the non-members. I think they had it to be, they had to be like a part member family. Is one of the things they were looking at.
Somebody who was a non-member, it had to be somebody that you had to, so you say you have a sister who's not a member but wants to do this. Or a sibling, not a sibling, or a spouse or something.
Yeah, some kind of a church connection.
Right.
Yeah,
so it isn't just anybody.
Yeah, is there, I mean, I know the classes are, the cost is significantly lowered, but is there some type of financial aid for some, because I'm watching this thinking, you know, my aunt could really benefit from this, but she has difficulty even making her rent. She's
so
a single
During the Pathway year, you do not have access to, like, Pell Grants, things like that. We have found, like the young man that Liz was mentioning earlier, they found a way to get him a computer, things like that. What we are finding, and this is purely anecdotal, oftentimes the ward or so on will help out. But you think about it, right now it's $69 a credit hour, so about $350, a little bit less than $350 per semester. I mean, it's cheap. We spoke to as we were promoting it last year going into this group, we were talking to a sister who is military. And she's looking at the numbers, and she's like, okay, I get military discount. I get that's a discount, that's a, and she goes, you're still cheaper.
But we did find, so because Pathway is only, 5 credits a semester, it doesn't qualify for any grants or financial aid, even the military. But after you finish Pathway, it does. So a fellow that graduated out of Pathway last year is now into BYU Idaho, and he did his... set up for his Pell Grant and all of his courses, and he actually said ended up pocketing $250, and that was after tuition, after books, after some of the other things. Or was it seven? It was $750 after his thing. So it works even for the young kids.
Yeah.
So does that tuition discount of $69 per credit, does that carry with you past Pathways if you go to BYU? Obviously,
if you go on campus, you pay on campus rates.
Okay.
But that's, again, one of the neat things about Pathway. You come in, you're paying $69 a credit hour. They had a huge increase this past, it just announced. It went up 1.67%, so that it's a dollar more per credit hour this next year than it was this past year. So, I mean, you kind of broke the bank. But as you continue to say, if you want to continue on and you want to continue on online with BYUI or BYU Hawaii, et cetera, you stay at $69 per credit hour. Until you're done.
They want you to pay.
Except for those huge increases that happen every now and then.
They do want you to pay, and hopefully before the course starts, but if you can't and you can make payments, they do accept payments. There's a 5% interest increase if you don't pay before course starts. But it does give you 14 weeks to make payments, which is also good if a ward has decided that they're going to help somebody in need. The other is sometimes the ward can find a sponsor, an anonymous sponsor, who would like to help students.
It's like $25 a week.
So,
my math
there's options all the way around. They really want you to succeed. So even as we've had students who have been having difficulty in class, or they've had illnesses or deaths in families, you speak to your professors, they don't want you to fail. They want you, and they literally bend over backwards trying to help people. The only course in math, if you miss 5, you fail, if you miss 5 gatherings. The other ones, if you miss 3 gatherings, your grade can drop a percentage, but you don't fail it. But you can come back and take that math class. So say if something drastic happens and you can't make it, you can drop out, and you do have to pay it again, but the point is they don't want you to be discouraged.
Yeah.
We have a lady who was ill the first semester with lots of issues for herself illness-wise, and so she ended up with a C- out of one of her courses. So she's running a little below a B right now, but she's had A's all last semester, and she's running A's this semester. So if she pulls out these another 2 A's, she could very well make her B average, which she's fine.
Yeah.
But if she doesn't, she can go back and take that one course and just pop into the class and take that one course again. She doesn't have to do the religion again. She doesn't have to do the whole thing.
These are not gimmies. This is not basket weaving 101. These are the first semester. They kind of bring them along with the study skills and so on. Because like I say, we've had people anywhere from, with our group, some of them, as I mentioned before, haven't been in school for 40 years or so. And so they don't want to just jump right in and say, okay, boom. So the professors are a little nicer the first semester, but in our group right now, half of them are running a 4.0, and the majority, and the ones that are not 4.0s, are somewhere between about 3.6 and a 3.9. So it's, like you say, you have those, and each of our 2 groups that we've had have set up Facebook, groups so that they can exchange ideas. Their professors sometimes will give them, because virtually, and last year we had about 25 students, this year about 15, 16. None of them have the same professors. Professors are literally all over the world. And so one professor, hey, here's a study guide for you. And then they share it with the rest of the class. Or maybe it's a talk that they found in church. And, things like that they share with the class. So it's just uplifting for all of them. And it just, it's like I say, it's the most amazing thing to watch. I actually would encourage you to go visit a gathering on a Thursday night if you have one near you. If one of the other things we, you know, as we've talked to people yesterday, like many of them came up and said, we don't have Pathway in my area. I didn't bring them up here. We have, you know, like sign-up sheets. You know, we could probably make more copies of those. And I would say take those back, where they call them as an interest list. Take those back, see how many people are interested in your area. So if you don't have a pathway, take it to your stake president. There's a great literature piece that we hand out to the leadership. And so if you are part of leadership, you're tight with the stake president or something, take these back and show it to him. Part of it's those statistics you saw and things like that. These are the things that the bishops go, oh my gosh. Because really, when we started talking to the bishops last year, almost none of them even knew about Pathway, or that even existed. Any more questions before we... Yes?
Do you guys see a future, maybe sometime soon, of starting some kind of program with dual enrollment for high schoolers, like 17-year-olds or 17-year-olds, before they finish seminary, or is this just something...
Personally, I could envision that. We work closely with the second counselor in the state presidency, who also happens to be the CES director for our region. He loves that kind of that camaraderie that happens between there. And like I say, the Pathway umbrella is expanding. I think, and this is just pure speculation, I think you're going to hear a lot more down the road about what's going on.
I thought it was the internet, but you don't. Oh, Pathway's website.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
But they're looking at, you know, technical degrees. So that people can get skills. So a lot of people, there's a lot of don't want to go to college. They want to go to a technical school and just get that skill. And that's actually one of the other aspects that they're looking at under the umbrella. Our time is now done. Please come down and visit us down at the table. We'll be hanging out all day, and we love talking about Pathway.
Latter-day Saint Home Educators is a nonprofit, all-volunteer organization dedicated to providing inspiration to homeschool families. We hope you enjoyed this recording. If you are interested in listening to more recordings or would like to participate in a future conference, please visit our website at ldshe.org.